Nolte, Big Fat Liar. Elizabeth Banks blames sexism for Charlie's Angels flop. By John Nolte on November 18, 2019. Prior to Charlie's Angels, 2019, Fiery Death at the Box Office, writer-director star Elizabeth Banks had already formulated sexism as an excuse for her coming flop. For IndieWire. Prior to the movie's disastrous opening weekend, Banks gave an interview to the Herald Sun that is now proving to be somewhat controversial. The filmmaker, who also wrote and produced Charlie's Angels and stars in the movie as Bosley, called out a potential box office bomb as being sexist. "Look, people have to buy tickets to this movie, too. This movie has to make money," she said. "If this movie doesn't make money, it reinforces a stereotype in Hollywood that men don't go see women do action movies." To explain away the box office success of Wonder Woman and Captain Marvel, two female-led smashes, Banks added, "They'll," meaning evil men, "go and see a comic book movie with Wonder Woman and Captain Marvel because that's a male genre. So even though those are movies about women, they put them in the context of feeding the larger comic book world. So it's all about, yes, you're watching a Wonder Woman movie, but we're setting up three other characters, or we're setting up Justice League," she added. Banks's comments are not only a pathetic act of preemptive crybabying, they are a bald-faced lie. First off, Charlie's Angels, 2019, is not just a flop. That $8 million opening weekend is a catastrophe, a humiliation, and hopefully a wake-up call that no one, man, woman, young, old, is interested in these obnoxious, joyless, sexless, woketard movies. Already five major franchises, five, have been killed at the box office after being rebooted to exclude and demean men. How many more before this slaughter of golden geese comes to an end? And of course, the dried-up harpies blame men. Male critics were blamed when Disney stripped A Wrinkle in Time of its Christianity and replaced it with woketardianity, and it flopped. Men were blamed for avoiding the misandry of the objectively terrible all-girls Ghostbusters reboot. "You see, it's our fault, guys, because we're not enlightened enough to spend our hard-earned money and free time on movies that inform us the future doesn't include men. That even though we fight all the wars and do all the dangerous jobs, weird how feminists never fight to work in coal mines, that we are the problem. But then there's Banks lying. The lying. Newsflash, you do not need even one man to produce a hit movie. Hell, you don't even need women who live in red states. Or women who sold out to the patriarchy by getting married. Get this. 2 million women live in Los Angeles and 73% of them are single. That's 1.46 million single women in one super blue city alone. There are 10 million women living in New York City and 55% of them are single. That's 5.5 million single women in another super blue city. If just those women had gone to see Charlie's Angels, that's a $60 million opening weekend. In other words, while Banks is blaming men for not showing up, her lousy movie could not even attract 15% of the single women in two of the most left-wing cities in America. Banks' second anti-science whopper is a bald-faced lie that says men are only willing to see women in action if it comes from male genre of superhero movies that lead to a male-dominated Justice League or Avengers. Aliens, Resident Evil, Hunger Games, Underworld. All successful, female-led franchises that have nothing to do with male superheroes. Kill Bill Volume 1 and 2, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Atomic Blonde, Salt, Wanted, Tomb Raider 1 and 2, Mad Max, Fury Road, Lucy, and, oh, yeah. Let's not forget a 2000 movie called, no joke, Charlie's Angels, that opened to $40 million, and its 2003 sequel, Charlie's Angels, Full Throttle, that opened to $37 million. How could this be? How is this possible? All of these hit action franchises starring women, all of these hit action movies starring women, and all of it happening before the woke era enlightened and uplifted us? You want to know why Charlie's Angels, 2019, is going to lose $75 million? First click here. Then here. Then here. Any other questions? Man, I miss T&A. Hey, we don't hate you, Hollywood. We're just hating you back. And good luck with that new James Bond movie. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.